Love is one of the few things that no one has ever seen, but everyone believes in it. Because if we saw it, we can get 3 pounds of it, 2 ounces of it, but we don't see it. That's the reason we have to look someone in the eye and say, do you love me? Because if I could see it, I wouldn't have to ask the question. So the church gives symbols like the wreaths of Christian martyrdom. Because just like Jesus on the cross, it's not the suffering that's important. It's the love that survives in spite of the long journey of life. My parents tomorrow will celebrate 62 years of marriage. You might ask, how long can people suffer? I know you're thinking it. But I'm glad they suffered with me and continue to do so with my brothers and sisters. So there are 3 things I wish for you. A little bit of humility. There was a guy who came home to his wife after a day of golfing alone. And she said, well, don't you go golfing with Paul anymore? And he goes to her, would you want to golf with someone who's bad and cheats and lies and uses every sort of wile to win? She goes, no. Well, neither did he. There's a little line in our service that prays for that type of humility, that we might spend the rest of our lives in peace, shalom, and repentance. Let us pray to the Lord. It's one of my most favorite lines, because that peace and shalom is a satisfaction where you are, a peace of heart and soul that you're doing what you should be doing. Whether that particular thing is difficult or easy, joyful or full with trepidation, it's where you belong and where you should be. They say the goal of the Christian life is not to have good things happen to you, but for you to become good. And that is why repentance is such a valuable Christian character. Now, when people think of repentance, a lot of them think of guilt. I feel guilty. I feel disappointed in myself. I feel angry because I let people down. At the core of Christian repentance is a deep love and belief that my God will help me become a better person for you. Even though I may be frustrated, disappointed in myself, angry at myself or others, love wins the day because love says you deserve a better husband, a better brother, a better wife, a better friend, and I am willing to try again in spite of my history because I love you enough to give you my first gift, a better me. That's the Christian repentance that we are called to have for the rest of your life. Not simply, I'm a messed up person, get used to me. That's not much of a future. But someone who is willing to try, expend effort, and believes in amazing grace, every day will give you a better husband and a better wife. And the final thing is this. Never go to bed angry. Stay up and argue. Learn how to argue well. When I was studying logic, in the simplest way possible, there are 2 ways to have an argument. Ad rem ad hominem. To the issue or attacking the person. We all know what that argument's, right? You're talking about buying a new car and you end up saying, I hate your nose, your eyes, and your family stinks. That's a fight. I grew up next to the Bronx. That's calling someone out. You sure you want to go there? The temptation in marriage and in friendship, not to argue the issue, but to attack the person so that I can win, is a selfish delusion which runs away from the fact that what is good for both of us is good for me and for you. There was one guy who said after a long argument, who won? The truth. In your family, let the truth and compromise and respect for one another be always the issue in your argumentation. Never let it deteriorate into a fight because I don't want to lose or I'm upset. Learn how to argue like reasonable people who are not only in love, but they love each other. And all these little things will point to the fact love is not an emotion. It's a choice you make every day with every action that says, I thought about you before I did this. I thought about you before I said this. And I thought about us before I gave myself to you. So may you continue to give yourselves to one another each day in freedom, because the price of love is the possibility of its loss. Grow, change, don't put the other person in a box. Resist the temptation to say, I know everything about you, and be willing to enter into that mystery of the other person, and you will be surprised how they will change and how you will have a new beautiful person to love every day. And now we will.